May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. When I was doing my training in hospital chaplaincy, which is something that everybody who is seeking to be ordained in this diocese does, we spend 6 months to a year working in hospital chaplaincy as a training program. One of the things that I often found helpful when I was sitting and talking with people from various assorted religious traditions, if they were people of faith, I would ask them, what story or what part of the Bible is most important to you? Because that would tell me a lot about how they thought about their faith, and it would give me a good starting point for conversation about faith and about where they were in their current situation. And I vividly remember one lady, she was quite elderly, and she had a medical file, you know, as thick as an encyclopedia. She had had one bit of bad luck, one thing after another after another. And I came in and I sat with her and we talked a little bit. And I said, so what do you find in Scripture that inspires you? And she was quiet for a minute. And then she said, I don't know if you're going to like this, but for me it's the book of Job. I get it. With a medical file that thick, identifying with Job makes sense, right? We've all occasionally felt a little out of week where, you know, Job's bad luck and the endless number of things that go wrong for Job, we can identify with that. I was struck by it because it provided a great opportunity for us to talk about how she was feeling about all the things that had gone wrong. It's hard to say, so tell me about how much your life really just is terrible right now. That's not usually all that helpful. But the story of Job gave her a way of understanding both all of the suffering she was experiencing, but also this hope and this confidence that God was with her, that her faithfulness would be rewarded in the end. And it was a really good conversation. If any of you have come to me to talk with me about things going on in your own life, you know that if you talk about it with me for longer than 10 minutes, I'm probably going to tell you a Bible story. The Bible is full of these stories, full of these moments. And if one of the things that happens when we are deeply immersed in Scripture, when we know them, is we can see and we resonate. We get the people who are telling these stories. Hopefully not Job most of the time. But we probably all can think of a story where, you know, it sounds a little bit like something we've been through. We might resonate, as I often do, with the Israelites out in the wilderness, wandering around in the desert and wondering, where's God today? How will we ever get where we're going? We might resonate with the story of Jesus at the wedding of Cana. There's one moment of celebration in which Jesus' mother nudges him to do what he can to help out a friend. And Jesus starts out by saying, no, Mom, you know that's not my job. And his mother says, oh, you can do it. And he does. I keep hoping my teenage children will be as, you know, responsive as Jesus was on that day. There are all these wonderful stories, and some of them are about celebration. Some of them tell us when to look for things. And some of them help us understand and make sense of the things that go wrong in our lives. When 1 John talks about the testimony, and he uses that word, testify and testimony, 6 times in the first 2 verses, what he is thinking about is those kinds of stories. The stories of Jesus that the apostles told. Stories that were so important that when Judas fell away, they made a point to name someone to take his place, to share in the witness, share with them in the storytelling and the telling others about what had happened. And it couldn't be just anyone. It had to be someone who knew the whole story. When John is thinking about testimony, he is not thinking about someone ringing your doorbell at 3 in the afternoon and asking whether or not you have accepted Jesus as your personal Savior. He is thinking about the stories that the disciples told, the stories that the community told about having encountered Jesus after the resurrection. He is thinking about the stories they told about encountering Jesus after the ascension in the worship of the community. He is thinking about the stories that they told about how to live in ways that follow this way Jesus laid down. The testimony is not dry court testimony in which we ask a bunch of questions and try and poke holes in it. But the stories the community told so that both those who believed and those who had not yet heard the good news would understand what it was that gave them such joy, what it was that gave them such confidence that in fact God was doing a new thing and salvation was for everyone. When the psalmist talks about their delight is in the law of the Lord and they meditate on his law day and night, he is not referring to a set of dry instructions or the rules regarding sacrifice in Leviticus. He is talking about the whole of Torah, which includes those stories of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the stories of the Israelites in the wilderness and their grumbling and God's coming through for them. He is thinking about the stories in which God shows them the way to the promised land, as well as the stories told about how to live with one another in peace and in harmony to build a society that is just and where there is peace and where all is done according to the way God's will for God's people was. He's thinking not merely about memorizing a bunch of rules, but about living according to the stories of the people who had come before and who knew and had encountered God and wanted to tell others about it. We are people of stories. That's how we know that we have eternal life, John says. We are people of stories that tell us where God is and why things sometimes go wrong and how to respond when they do. We are people of stories that tell us what is important in our lives and how do we live into this new life, this new opportunity that God has given us in Jesus. And if we don't know those stories, then it is going to be hard for us to know how to live. It is going to be hard for us to encounter the transforming power of God, because the stories is where that power is shared and told and connects to us here and now. Our hymn this morning talks about Jesus no longer bound to ancient years in Palestine. The stories are set there, but the stories, once they are part of our head and our heart, once they live in our lives, Jesus is no longer a once upon a time, long, long ago in a country far, far away, but stories of God's action now in the present, in our own lives, in the ways in which God transforms all of creation. The stories are where we find the power of God to change us and to change the world. And that's why it matters that we know our stories. That's why it matters that we hear our stories. And that's why, over the summer, while I'm on sabbatical, I'd like to invite you all to read some stories. We have a collection of a Bible called The Story. Seeing a trend here, right? And it's a Bible which simplifies a lot of the stories, getting crusted with a lot of other information. information. And so the editors of this particular Bible have taken out all the genealogies, which meant something to them and probably not so much to us. They've condensed it a little bit because these are oral stories, so they often repeat over and over and over again. Tedious for readers, useful if you're listening. But it's an engaging, exciting way of telling the stories of our faith. And I have a copy for all of you, for each and every one of you. We're going to be handing them out next week, but I figured it's Mother's Day. Some of you might have graduations, what, dance recitals. So I'm going to invite you to go ahead and grab a copy today on your way out, especially if you know you're not going to be here next week. Because knowing the stories matters. Knowing the stories is where we find the heart and soul of the understanding of who Jesus is, of where God has been moving throughout human history. It is the testimony that is given to us so that we might have eternal life. So I hope you'll all enjoy reading our stories and finding once again the promises of God that lead us into new life and new understanding. Amen.